Morning. Nick DiCilio here. Hey, Dan, doesn't this sound like a bowling shirt band?
It does indeed, yes.
I got to tell you, man, we had a tremendous band in here yesterday morning. These guys called Spocket. They're just great. They're playing Thursday night at Shuba's and the Gallery Cabaret tomorrow night, Saturday night. They're just great. Great jazz fusion funk band. And the drummer, this guy Luke, who I was won over by immediately because he was just like sort of this 27-year-old grumpy smartass, and I liked him very much, and a great drummer as well. Anyway, he referred to some of those bands in the 90s that were very popular as bowling shirt bands because they all wore bowling shirts. Speaking of bowling shirts, Mike Steven has a vast collection, and so does Andy. They also have a great radio show called Outside the Loop Radio. Let's get a preview of what you'll hear tomorrow.
Thanks, Nick. Yes, Broham. Mike Steven here with you. That's right, the host of Outside the Loop every Saturday morning at 6 here on 720 WGN. So tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, it's Chicago's Almost Above Ground audio magazine, meaning that we take a look at local issues and topics that don't always get a whole lot of mainstream media attention. We talk about that stuff and feature it on the show. Andy Herman is the producer of the program. Hello,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah. Hey, Broham.
What's going on?
What's up? Nothing. How are you doing?
I am doing okay. I'm excited for tomorrow morning's show.
Yes. Always excited. Such a good show.
And you're not biased, which is the great thing.
No, not at all.
Nope.
You got to believe in what you do.
That's true.
Come on.
That is true. Well, I believe in tomorrow morning's show. It is a good one. We're going to talk about this issue of public housing in Chicago. And I think this is a very important issue. I think it's a human rights issue, actually, to be able to have enough affordable housing for those in the city that really need it the most. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about what the Chicago Housing Authority is up to currently and really what needs to be done going forward. There's 125,000 Chicagoans who are homeless, so that's terrible. And so we will talk with some folks from the Chicago Housing Initiative about what they are working on in order to make public housing affordable and fair for those that need it the most. And I think that's an important thing that maybe we are not talking about because there are some other scandals here in Chicago that, of course, are dominating the news. But we're going to talk about public housing tomorrow.
I think we should. I also agree it's an important issue. It's a basic human right.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's coming up tomorrow. Also, our buddy Brian Hagelke, who is the publisher and editor of New City Magazine. You get very excited when we have Brian Hagelke.
I do. You know, and New City, it's been around for a long time.
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years. And it is the last remaining independent free weekly paper in Chicago. And you gotta tip your hat to Mr. Hagelke there.
Yeah. And it's what about the Reader? The Reader's technically not independent. What's going on?
The Reader's technically, it's a while ago, it was bought by another company.
That's right.
Recently, it was bought by the Sun-Times parent company. And they are still doing their thing, and that's to be, you know, commended. Mm-hmm. They're doing great work. But no, they're not an independently owned entity any longer.
Okay, that's right. It's all coming back to me.
So, yeah.
Sometimes I lose track of, like, you know, the big corporate buyouts and, you know, the mergers and acquisitions and all that stuff. Somebody draw me a map. I need a map.
Yes,
that's what I need.
You need that map through life.
That's so true. So true.
Can't believe you've made it this far.
Well, I got you and I got Jenny. So that's all I need. Hey, did I mention Brian Hagelke, editor and publisher of New City Magazine's coming
on? Oh, yeah.
On
tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
He's on the show tomorrow. Yeah. What's he talking about?
Well, I need a map. Hold on. There it is. He is actually branching out into independent movie making. And yeah, he is helping to produce a film that is going to be shot here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be shot this summer. So we're going to talk about branching out into other parts of independent media, like filmmaking, what that's like, and what that means for the future of New City Magazine. So that's all that's coming up with the conversation with Brian Hagelke tomorrow. He's always got something going.
Yeah, he does. I can't wait to hear all about this new venture. Yeah. Sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. He is someone who you should know in Chicago because he's done a lot. He's mm-hmm. He's been around, and he's very wise.
He is. He's a dude.
He is a dude. And Andy, when I say eye health, if I say eye health, is that something that you think about all the time?
I think about it on occasion.
You know, when we talk about being healthy, I think we forget about our eyes. We're so concerned about our weight and our, you know, cardio health and things like that. And certainly all that's important. But our eyes also need some TLC. And, you know, I get choked up when I talk about my eyes, by the way. There, I'm better.
I'll comfort you.
Thank you. I need that map again. We will talk with the executive director of the Illinois Eye Institute. And they are part of a new coalition called the Eye Health Life Health Coalition. And what this does is it goes into communities that are vulnerable or underserved communities and gets the message out that, hey, you need eye exams, and helps them to get on track to get these eye exams, because a lot of times these communities have high rates of diabetes and other issues like glaucoma that can be prevented if they are caught early on. So what the Eye Health Life Health Coalition does is help to get the word out and helps to reduce the numbers of damaging impacts on eye health as a result of these other diseases. Because, you know, the head bone is connected to the toe bone, and everything's connected is what I'm trying to say.
The head bone's not directly connected to the toe bone, but I guess you could make that argument. It gets down there eventually other connections.
You know, I'm thinking of I believe it is the transitive property from geometry. This is only thing I remember from geometry. Isn't it, if the head bone is connected to the neck bone, and the neck bone's connected to the chest bone, and the chest bone, and so on and so forth, by the transitive property, they're all connected. So the head bone's connected to I forgot what I was saying, Andy.
You lost your map.
Yeah, I lost the map.
I get what you're saying.
And the eye bone.
Yeah.
Right?
A noble effort.
Okay.
The eye bone, which is a real thing.
It's a real thing. I am a doctor. It's like that Gene Simmons commercial when he says he's a doctor.
What?
The Dr. Pepper commercials.
Oh, God.
When he says, "Trust me, I'm a doctor," and you hear Dr. Love playing
Dr.
in the background.
Love,
yeah.
He's got a rocket in his pocket.
Anywho, tomorrow morning, Outside the Loop from 6 to 7, right before the Mr. Fix-It show with Lou Manfredini. We love doing the show, and thank you so much for all the support and for listening. You can catch past editions of that program on WGNRadio.com and OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. Lots of fun, and we appreciate having some time here on the Nick DeGuglio program.
Mr. DeGuglio.
DeJulio. Appreciate
that's
that.
That's my favorite. DeJulio.
I wonder if that's still on the studio door. Remember?
I hope so. We need to check that tomorrow morning.
The studio where Nick does his show from is also a production studio, and you have to sign it out. And hey, they signed out Nick, you know, for his time slot every morning, which is great, but it's Nick DeJulio, I think. Or, you know, it's DeJulio. There was DeJulio.
Or at least a D-I and then a big G, which is another common.
Yeah.
But I believe there is a U in there somewhere. DeGuglio.
Well, we'll have D-Shugs check that out. Should we send it back?
Let's get out of here.
All right. Thank you so much, Nick and Danny Shugs. And talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock on Outside the Loop.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Dan.
Idiots. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was on. They have they did indeed misspell my name. It was past my 30th anniversary here at the station that happened. So yeah, it was, you know, I've been here 30 years and they still don't know how to spell my name. It's been corrected though. I think since I kind of talked about it on the air after those two goofballs pointed it out, they have corrected it. So my name is spelled correctly finally after 30 years. All right. Listen to Eyebone Steven on his new show, Eyebone. That's tomorrow morning, Outside the Loop Radio. We had a break here, and we got the news coming up, and then straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, and we'll lead off with you, Big Dummy.